Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. While nuclear power in Ohio is heading into the sunset, NASA Glenn in Cleveland has developed a portable nuclear energy system for outer space. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at how the system combines a new nuclear concept with a centuries-old mechanical engine.
Thank you, everybody, for turning out this morning.
At the unveiling of the new Kilo Power system, Jim Ryder, NASA's head of space technology, laid out why it's needed.
When we go to the moon and eventually on to Mars, we are likely going to need large power sources not dependent on the sun.
That's where portable nuclear power comes in. Kilo Power is a mini nuclear reactor that designer David Poston calls a milestone.
This is the first new reactor, not just for space, not just for NASA of any kind in the U.S. in 40 years.
Down in the lab at NASA Glenn Research Center, Poston glows over the Kilo Power prototype like a proud papa.
It's not high tech.
Elegant, maybe?
Yeah, elegant might be the right word. It's really letting the physics do the job for you. This is as simple as you could make a reactor, which is what's great about it.
It looks like a round pedestal table, around 5 feet tall. The reactor rests at the bottom of the leg. Pipes reach up to support a circular cooling fan. Down in the NASA Glenn lab, engineer Mark Gibson points to shiny metal components used in the Kilo Power prototypes.
So here's a bunch of different pieces and parts of the Krusty experiment / Kilo Power reactors.
Wait, did he say Krusty experiment? Turns out these guys are huge Simpsons fans, which makes sense since Homer Simpson works in a nuclear plant. Krusty is a tongue-in-cheek reference to the show's chain-smoking clown. It stands for Kilowatt Reactor Using Stirling Technology. The Krusty test demonstrated the reactor's stability, along with an earlier experiment called the Duff test, a nod to Homer's favorite beer. That's according to Los Alamos National Laboratory's Patrick McClure.
This actually convinced NASA and gave them enough confidence that we could do the more expensive Krusty experiment and that we actually had a chance of success.
So how does it work? Like in Homer Simpson's plant, the Kilo Power unit runs on nuclear fission. That's a nuclear reaction where a uranium atom splits into two, creating a chain reaction and plenty of heat. The coffee can-sized uranium core at the bottom of the Kilo Power unit operates at a steady 1500 degrees Fahrenheit. And that heat is used to create electricity using a device invented more than 200 years ago that sits on top of the reactor. It's called a Stirling engine, named after Scottish engineer Robert Stirling. And that's NASA engineer Wayne Wong's specialty.
Now, the facility that we're in currently is called the Stirling Research Lab, and the focus of this facility is really to do demonstration and testing of these technologies.
Wong explains how it works.
The Stirling converter basically is a heat engine. It converts heat energy into electrical power.
It's deceptively simple. All you need is a hot side and a cold side. A piston inside the engine cycles between them, happily pumping away for a very long time.
So this unit this past Sunday reached over 110,000 hours, which as far as we know is a world record.
That's 12 and a half years of continuously converting heat into electrical power. NASA says the Kilo Power innovation marks the first time a Stirling engine has been placed on a nuclear reactor. It provides the kind of durability needed when planning a moon station, where it's dark half the time, or a mission to Mars, where dust storms can obliterate the sunshine for weeks at a time, making solar power less reliable. And all this space research comes as operators are decommissioning Ohio's two nuclear plants. In fact, no new large-scale plants have been built in the U.S. in 30 years. But nuclear power may have a future in space, as NASA moves forward with plans to build a moon base in the next decade. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To learn more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.